club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And this is Connor.
Connor, 我们今天说的这个话题 oh, it could be sensitive.
yeah, talking about fat.
And thin,
yes.
那我们今天要告诉大家呢是胖瘦其实不只是 fat and thin 那么简单，对不对？你有不同的 body shape, different sizes,
there's
a lot of nuance and subtlety.
Yeah, because it could be different, like really fat or a little bit, or very thin or a little thin.
包括你用什么词 what words you use can really have very different effects and impact
cultural things here to think about.
对，就是要注意的啊。好，那特别像现在不是经常说微胖界嘛，今天我们就会告诉你微胖英语怎么说。那大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复胖瘦啊，来拿到今天节目的文字版，也是在你收听之余非常有用的一个补充。好，那首先大家当然都知道 fat and thin、那 fat 呢一定要很注意的就是，当然在我们中国的文化里面很久以前说一个人胖了 it's kind of a compliment or it was 现在其实长辈，我每一次回去看我的奶奶外婆，他们都会说啊，你胖了 but they say it in a very loving and doting way because they think it's good and they 因为他们经常说你太瘦了，你要多吃一点，但像我们年轻人就会觉得、really?
Yeah.
I got fat, I gained weight, 不行不行我赶快要去减肥。
If you say, oh, you gained weight to somebody, that they will be embarrassed, they won't understand, why did you say that? I know.
对,
don't tell me.
对，而且我觉得 fat 这个词 in any context, saying it to someone's face is something you don't want to do. 因为 fat 是, it's just very direct and harsh.
It's too direct, yeah. And we know, if I gained weight, I know, and it's an...Usually a negative thing. I don't want to gain too much weight.
所以呢，这个胖啊 ，fat， 因为这个词太直接了嘛，我们就来学学一些 less direct and more tasteful ways.
Yeah.
Different ways to talk about that concept.、首先说微胖啊，微胖界有点微胖。Isn't everybody always 微胖？微胖就是。A little bit overweight, or you think you should be thinner.
Yeah.
那英语里面我们可以说 someone is a bit...
Chubby?
Chubby.
Yeah, so this, when I think of chubby, I think of babies. Although some babies are bigger than others. a little bit chubby is like a little soft, a little
软软
的 bit
of fat. 肉多多的 a lot of flesh.
yeah, and it's kind of a cute...word.
Yeah, it's cute. That's the idea, right? 因为微胖、就是挺可爱的嘛。然后你 Connor 刚刚说 we use it for babies. 成人 adults, 你可以说一下。
Yeah, you can. Yeah, like I could say, oh, I was a little chubby. I lost some weight. But yeah, it's a kind of casual.
Casual.
Informal.
I think, like you said, it's cute, 挺可爱的 It's much less harsh than fat.
Yeah.
And also, it's not really overweight, just a little.
Right, just a bit. And that's very similar to tubby, another word.
Oh, 还有 tubby 啊。
Yeah, so this sounds similar, and it's also kind of a cute, even maybe a little bit cuter than chubby.
Tubby makes me think of Teletubby, like those 天线宝宝。
Oh, that would be a good way to think about it. They got a little bit of fat.
对，天线宝宝那样的身材。So, tubby, 但这个好像用来形容男生比较多，是吗？ You mostly use it on guys?
I think so, yeah. It's not very common, but...This word does appear sometimes.
So he's a tubby guy.
Tubby guy. He's a little tubby.
A little tubby.
Yeah.
前面我们说 chubby 嘛，我其实脑筋里第一想到连很像的一个词是 chunky， 都是 ch 打头的。
Yeah, so this is also similar, chunky,、a little bit fat.
所以 chunky 这个词，我觉得它也不是说特别胖，反正它。这人就挺大只的，但他很结实。They're not flabby. 这我们等一下也可以说，就不是那个肉不是很松的，它是结实 chunky.
Yeah, it's kind of like soft. They're big. Yeah, but you can use that. This also is a little less cute, chunky.
Yeah, 对，我觉得 chunky 没有 chubby 那么可爱，对不对？我觉得 also maybe used more on guys, 因为很多男生他的骨架。骨架大嘛，其实英语里也就是有一个对应的说法。
So big boned, this one is, commonly used. It's a little more polite because it doesn't mention fats. So it's more polite for women.
So 女生对女生也可以说，哎，我骨架子大，就是I'm big boned.
Yeah, I mean, we still wouldn't say it directly or about me or directly to somebody, but if you say, oh, she's a little big boned.
对，反正就是这些词不要当面说就对了啦，是吧？但big boned就骨架比较大。And we were talking about flabby, right? And flabby is something you don't want.
Yeah.
Flabby is fat, but it's not 结实的. It's
it's moving around.
So moving.
Yeah, if you're running down the stairs, it's flying everywhere.
就肉很松，就很多赘肉 flabby
啊。It's not charming.
好，那但这两年呢，我觉得在美国啊，特别有这种 like the whole body positive.Thing, right? Mm-hmm, 就是、
yeah.
这个词大家这个说法在美国会看到就是 we should celebrate people, especially women,、
mm-hmm.
of all shapes and sizes.、
Mm-hmm, yeah.
就是模特现在不是 plus size models, 大码模特什么也很红就是说我们要用积极的观点来看待我们不同的身材所以这个、这种 movement 啊，这种思潮叫 body positive。然后说到 body positive 呢，也经常会出现一个词叫 curvy。
Curvy, yeah. So this is a, like, for example, Beyonce, the singer. She's a little curvy.
对，所以 curvy, 我觉得就是很丰满。They've got curves, right?
They have curves, yeah. The noun, yeah. They have curves. So there's a little, you know, just a little bit of fat, but it's in a positive way trying
positive.
To make it more attractive.
对，就是 attractive, 有 sex appeal, 而且你说 there's a little bit of fat in the right places.
In the right places looks good.
在对的地方。Yeah, 是不是有点前凸后翘的那个、and not flabby, 就不是赘肉。
Right, right, flabby,
okay, someone is very curvy.、I think this is something you could say it to someone's face and say, oh, she's curvy.
Yeah, you could because it's positive. Yeah,
对，这是很正面的一个词。至少我觉得外国的女生她会觉得这个是正面的啊。
So before we move on to different words for thin, there are a couple of good words. Overweight.
超重。
Means just a little fat, just a little bit.
And I think it's a very, like, almost scientific
Yeah,
word.
It's a little scientific, but we use it a lot. There's no negative, no positive feeling.
Yeah, it's just a very 很客观的, it's almost a word without feelings.
Yeah, so I would say this, if I gained some weight, I could say about myself, I was a little overweight.
对, 对, 因为这个词就像我说的非常客观,不带什么很多正面负面的感情色彩,所以很多人他自己也会说, I'm a little bit overweight, I should lose some weight.
Yeah.But then the other word is obese, and this is also a scientific word.
这也是接下来那个 obese 也是比较科学跟依据的一个词 But this is very, very overweight.
Yeah, this is unhealthy. This is not healthy. The noun is obesity.
就经常说美国有一个很大的 childhood obesity 的问题。
Big problem, yeah.
肥胖症对吧、
yeah.
好那我们哎呀there's so many words and nuance with the concept of 胖 fat, 对吧很多。但是呢我觉得 thin, 瘦就词就 a lot less, the list is a lot shorter.
Yeah,
好那 thin 我们都知道就是瘦啊 thin, what are some other ways, other words?
Yeah, so probably the most common one is slim.
苗条
slim? It feels like healthy slim.
Yeah, definitely. It's because sometimes you could be too thin and it doesn't look healthy
right,
and、
exactly.
it's not healthy. 但是 slim, 我觉得就是 it's very balanced.
Yeah, balanced. Yeah, in shape. Yeah,
就是我们说的苗条。然后这个做动词也很好用，就是 I slimmed down.
I slimmed down, yeah.
瘦下来了、对吧这个意思。
Yeah, there's also slim milk.
slim milk、yeah. 就是 it's not low-fat milk.
I think it's low-fat milk, yeah.
是吧 slim milk. 好那还有一个很像的 related word is...
Slender.
Slender.
Yeah, also a pretty positive word. It's similar to slim. Slimmer to slim, yeah.
对, slender 和 slim 我觉得对很像都是说就比较苗条不是 not too thin.
Right, not too thin.
Not sickly looking.
Right, yeah, not weak
looking. 不是受到病态的那种啊。
yeah.
所以这两个词都是很 positive. I think that's the state that everyone wants to be.
Yeah, slender.
大家都很希望自己是 slim, slender. 或者 lean.
Lean, oh, lean
is also,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, so this one also is with slim as well. There's very low fat, but it also...means there's a bit of muscle as well, like you're exercising as well.
Exactly. 就是他这个呢说的 if I think about, say, those cyclists, Tour de France, 什么环法骑车、他们很瘦但是他们有肌肉就像 Connor 说的 muscle, they still have a bit of muscles.、
So like scientists recommend lean is the best one for health.
科学家觉得这个、或者营养学家觉得 lean 是最好的状态、因为我觉得一个 lean 的人他肯定 they watch what they eat and they exercise
yeah, not too much, not huge, but a little bit.
对对对，因为如果 slender 和 slim 可能 it's just genetics,
yeah,
不一定是说真的吃得很控制啊或者什么、但 lean 我觉得 you kind of have to work at it to reach that stage、然后今天最后要说的这个瘦呢 maybe it's a little bit too thin.
Oh, skinny.
Skinny.
Yeah,
yeah.
So skinny, it, if you think it's like a little bit weak, you look weak, you're too skinny, not so healthy.
The root word is skin, 皮肤。
Skin, yeah.
瘦到皮包骨头了对吧 Skinny, someone's very skinny or too skinny.
Yeah, and some people are naturally skinny. My best friend is naturally skinny.But he's healthy.
So blessed. Genetics, 基因好。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
但 skinny 我觉得还有一个好用的就是 skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, yeah, yeah.
就是这种瘦腿裤、现在小腿牛仔裤。skinny jeans, 对吧、好，今天十几分钟很短的节目，但我觉得真的学到了非常多之前不知道的可以形容胖瘦不同身材的这个英语。希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。我以前呢 I was a very chubby kid.
啊、okay,
对，我以前小时候是 baby fat. 这个 baby fat 也持续了很久，持续到我可能十三四岁。
啊、yeah.
Up to my teens, I was yeah, quite chubby.I was actually teased. 我在学校会有人叫我胖、
oh, really?
对、oh, 叫我胖子啊什么的、okay. And then I went through a 我觉得是很不健康的就不吃饭啊什么的这个 stage 然后 I was Then I got too skinny 就太瘦、
oh,
太瘦、
okay. yeah.
然后到现在I think I'm happy with my body because I watch what I eat,、you know, I exercise,、not just starving myself, 就不吃东西、对对对。我觉得 Connor 身材也很好。
Yeah. If I don't watch what I eat, I get a little chubby. Around Christmas time, I was a bit chubby. Now I'm...
You're very slender and skinny now.
Because I'm exercising and I'm eating healthy.
好的，那不知道大家最喜欢哪一种状态，哪一种状态能形容现在的你呢？都可以在我们今天节目的留言里和我们分享。如果你听我们的节目意犹未尽，想要学习更多的英语，想要学的更有体系的话呢，我们的开言会员课程就是为你设计的，因为我们有六个级别不同主题的课，每一课有更加详尽的学习内容，然后每天也有新课，我们希望用这样的一种方式让你不断的感受学习英语的实用性和乐趣，而且学习一年只要629，大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单，我们有试用的链接还有购买的链接。We hope you enjoy today's show and enjoy learning English with us. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye for now. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and